Dear grandson, I never thought I would ever write another letter like this one, but you are now in Iraq. Every man in my life has gone off to war, and I have written them the same kind of letter. Your grandpa served in North Africa, and your great uncle Jim in the Pacific. My little brother went to Korea, and we almost lost him. Your daddy was a medic in Vietnam, and he was wounded too. Your older brother was in Desert Storm and Somalia. You are the last man in my life I will ever write this letter to. My time here is almost through. I have asked God to bring you home before I go onto Heaven's Gate. Not sure where all the years have gone, but you have grown up to be a man. You sure look handsome in your uniform. You remind me of your daddy when he went off to war. I promise you this, that I will pray for your safety and ask God to send the angels to protect you from harm. You will be in my thoughts every day, and I trust you will remember your promise to stay safe and come home. I remember the day you were born with your blue eyes and curly hair and saw you go off to school. I cheered you on in Little League and football too. I have seen you grow into a fine young man. Just know that I love you. I will write you every week to let you know how we are. Just do your best to write us often and whenever you can. I miss you, sweetheart, and love you with all my heart. Each man in our family who has gone off to war has come home to me, and I pray it will the same with you. I am waiting here for you. Be safe, my dear grandson. I am so proud of you. Be brave, but not too brave. You hear? Love, Grandma.
Dear Grandma, Daddy told me about the letters you write and that I would probably get one from you. I have to admit I was really surprised to find your letter packed in my duffel bag. It made me feel so special for you to take the time to do that for me. I do remember my promise to you. Stay safe and to be brave, but not too brave. I am so thankful that all the men in our family did go off and serve in the military when their country needed them to. I am so proud of my family being heroes. I will do my best to be a part of my team and carry my weight when needed, and carry on the tradition the men in my family have set for me. Grandma, I never told you how much you mean to me as I was growing up, but you were always there for me, and I wanted to say thanks for being my cheerleader. I so much wanted to make you proud of me. I know that I have not said this enough, but I love you, Grandma, with all my heart. I miss your cooking and your hugs. Thanks for teaching me how to be a man with responsibilities and living up to standards. You were always an important part of my life. I know that your time here is limited, but I will come home to you and be there when you cross over. I will pray for you too, Grandma, and when I look up at the night sky, I will look for the Big Dipper, and when I see it, think of you. Take care, Grandma. I love you so much. your grandson.